Hello everybody and welcome to episode one of Don't Settle, Petal. How are we all? If you don't know me already, my name is Lauren, but I'm going by Lola May. I am called Lauren May. But yeah, that's kind of like my stage name, if you will. But yeah, I'm really excited to be releasing my podcast. It's actually been in the works for such a long time, since like June last year. And it's been a big work in progress. It's been like a little bit of a project. A project where at times I thought, you know what, this is just never going to happen. Because, you know, when you're splashing out on the kit, it takes a bit of a toll on the old bank balance. But do you know what? I'm here. I've got my fancy mic and my fancy camera, and we're ready to rock and roll. And I'm really excited, really excited. And it's just took such a long time, and there's been a lot of work put into it. So before we kind of crack on, I need to thank a few people, because there's no way that this podcast would be how I want it to be if it wasn't for the help of a few mates. So firstly, massive thank you to Georgia Chanel, one of my best friends. She's done the jingle for me. How freaking cool is it? Like, giving me all those 70s vibes. Like, I love it so much. And she has worked on that for her uni final project, I'm pretty sure. So yeah, but thank you so much, Georgia, love ya. Secondly, Zach Billingham, my other really good mate. He's done the logo for me. He is a graphic designer, and he's also done the YouTube intro. So sorry, Spotify, if you haven't had the pleasure of watching the YouTube video, you're just gonna have to go over to YouTube as well and watch the intro. So Zach, thank you so much. You've literally done exactly what I've wanted you to do. You've brought the vision to life. So yeah, amazing. Can't recommend either of you enough. And the last person I need to thank is a lady who I've not met. I come across her Instagram account. She's called Lucy Blue Tattoo. She's a tattoo artist in Leeds, I'm sure. But she was doing commissions, so she's done my artwork, like my cartoon Lola May sunglasses artwork, which will be for Spotify. So thank you so much, Lucy Blue. But all of those people, amazing. So if you do need any work done, hit them up. But yeah, I can't believe we're here. It feels so surreal. Like, I've got my little camera set up, I've got my mic set up, I'm in my bedroom, my little home studio. And do you know what? I just believe that 2021 is the year to manifest. It's the year to get what you want. It's the year to celebrate the shitstorm we've been in, and we're coming out on the other side stronger and better than ever. But no, despite all that, and despite all the good things that are kind of happening, the first episode, obviously this one, that I want to put out, I want to kind of aim it towards the struggles of lockdown. And well, it's called Living the Lockdown Loca, you know. We have been living the lockdown loca a little bit too much, I think, for my liking anyway. But yeah, I want to discuss everything that we've kind of gone through from start to finish, really, because before we know it, we're going to be out of it. I hope. Touch wood. I don't know why there's wood around me. Wood. Yeah, we're going to be out of it before we know it, I hope. And if we are, then it's going to be too late to kind of talk about this topic. So that's kind of why I want to talk about it now. And I want to kind of cover the basis, and I want to cover what it's done to us mentally, because it has massively took a toll on us, you know. Like, everybody struggles in their own ways. Some people know a lot about their mental health already, and some people have never experienced it before. I'm one of those people, and it's kind of daunting, I think, when it creeps up on you, and when somebody kind of says to you, you're probably suffering with a bit of anxiety and a bit of depression. For someone like me, especially, who is deemed as such a positive person, who's deemed as a happy person, and you know I am, and I have been, but you know, it's been really, really hard to kind of deal with everything that's going on around you emotionally. And it's mental health really affects you emotionally and physically. Like, there's been days where I've just not wanted to get out of bed. You know, there's been days where I've just thought, I can't bloody do this much longer. And to be fair, a lot of people are going through it as well, but I don't think a lot of people want to talk about it enough. And, you know, when you're constantly on social media, social media is such a fake, a fake way of portraying your life. And you get sucked into this bubble that when you don't feel like how images are portraying, so, you know, people going out for runs, people going out for walks, people doing hobbies, people doing activities, people keeping themselves busy, even just going to work. If you're not at work, that's going to massively take a toll on you. And you don't see the dark places that people go in on social media. So you think, I think you kind of feel isolated when you're on your own and you've got nothing else to do and you are just looking and scrolling through your phone day by day. Well, if you have come across me today, you've come across this video, you've come across this podcast, and you feel shit, and you feel like you can't really talk to anybody, and you feel like, oh, you don't know what these feelings are, if you've never really experienced feeling down or just a general low mood or, you know, whatever else, just continue to listen, continue to watch this video, and hopefully you can somewhat relate to me, because I, for a long time, have not been able to relate to anybody with mental health because I've never really experienced it. And to be quite honest, I was quite naive in thinking that I never would. I was quite naive in thinking, do you know what? I'm really happy. I know exactly what I want to do in life. I've got my shit together. And suddenly, bish, bash, bosh. No, I don't. I don't have my shit together at all. And I feel really shit most of the time. So that's what I'm going to talk about. And I did take to Instagram as well. And I put a question on there about what people were struggling with. And a lot of people got back to me with everything that I've been struggling with as well. So let's just bring our problems to light and get through it together. And if this video or podcast gives you some form of comfort and gives you a bit of direction in what to do next with how you're feeling, then amazing. And to be honest, if, you know, this is episode one, not every episode is going to be about mental health and how I feel shit all the time, because, you know, I won't always feel shit. And that's important, guys. You're not always going to feel shit. But I'm going to do a wide range of topics. You know, this podcast isn't categorised. If anything, I want it to be funny. I want it to be a place where we can all come together, have a laugh. I'm going to have guests on. We're going to be talking about dating. We're going to be talking about Tinder. We're going to be talking about travelling and university and life and mortgages and debt and everything, because I got a lot I want to talk to you about. So yeah, it's gonna be different every week. There'll probably be some weeks where I don't upload one because I'm probably busy or I don't have the motivation, and that's okay because I'm not getting paid. But if you do want to pay me, YouTube, I'm your girl. Okay, I'm your girl. My bank account is open. But yeah, so stick around. We're going to get into the struggles of lockdown. Living the lockdown loca, is the Australians say. So yeah, let's get into it. Don't settle, battle. So, lockdown. Let's go back to lockdown number one. Yeah, so lockdown number one. To me, it was kind of like a bit of a novelty thing, and I think quite a lot of people saw it as a novelty thing as well. You know, we'd never been in these times. You know, we were at work. I work in a gym at the moment, and yeah, everyone was like, oh my god, you know, we can't go to work, we've got to stay at home, and we can't go out on walks, we can't meet up with anybody, so let's just make use of the sun, let's be bougie and eat our scotch pancakes in the background with our fruit, and in the back garden with our fruit, and let's do yoga practice, and let's plaster it all over Instagram. And I think everybody kind of lived for that lockdown number one life a little bit. And, you know, I was furloughed, and to be honest, I'm very lucky to be furloughed. Don't get me wrong, like, I've been furloughed the whole time, and I know quite a lot of people have not been fortunate enough to be in my position, or, you know, even the fact of everyone who's had to work and carry on working, like, I think fair play, hats off. But in the beginning, I think everybody did want to be furloughed, and quite a lot of companies obviously did furlough their staff. So yeah, it was kind of like a bit of a novelty thing. Everyone kind of wanted to jump on the bandwagon, and I think everyone was a little bit scared about it as well. But I can't lie, like, I was still quite happy, I was still quite content. And although it was quite a long time, like, it was like 4 months, wasn't it, the first lockdown, I think everyone was pretty chill. And obviously we were in the summer months, and although we couldn't kind of go to pubs and bars and wherever else, quite a lot of me and my friends were still meeting up down the park, socially distanced, and we could still kind of see each other. So yeah, that was kind of the first one, and everyone kind of just got on with it. And although everyone was still kind of guilty for posting their best moments on Insta, I think everyone's been guilty for that the whole way through and throughout the whole life, because that's what it's for, that's what social media is for. But it was kind of deemed as like, I'm going to use this time to be productive, and I'm going to start maybe a course and get another qualification, or just generically, I think everyone did see it as a novelty. I know I keep saying a novelty, but I think it was. And it was kind of just looked past on. And although, yeah, there was probably people who struggled because, well, there definitely was people who struggled in the first one, because to be honest, I think the first lockdown was probably a lot stricter than the second and the third one that we're currently in. Just because I think people was a bit more scared, and obviously, luckily, we have had the vaccine come out in the third lockdown. First lockdown, we didn't know anything about it. So people who are vulnerable, yeah, really suffered. You know, like my nans and grandads, they haven't literally been out of the house. So I think a lot for the older generation, it probably affected them a little bit more. Whereas I think this lockdown number three, has probably affected more of the younger generation mentally. But we'll get onto it anyway. And lockdown number two, obviously it was like, what, November? And I remember we were at work and we kind of expected it, to be honest. Like, I think everybody kind of saw it come in. And again, we were kind of like, okay, you know, lockdown number two's coming and it's about time we had some more time at work, you know. And we were sat in the office, we'd watched Boris on Lad Bible, is that what he's live on Facebook, you know. We're in the office watching the speech and we were kind of like, oh, here we go again. But I think the difference with the lockdown number two is we were given a date. We were given a date that we were going to go back to work. So we kind of knew it was just going to be a month. So although it was kind of shit and it kind of took its toll on me a little bit more, probably because it was the winter months as well, we kind of just got our life back on track. November hit and we were like, oh, okay, well, this is it then, you know, we're going into another one. So obviously that was kind of that. And I did struggle a little bit, but not that much. So then when it gets to December and we go back to work literally, what, for like a few weeks. Obviously, I know that people have worked through the whole thing. I'm just talking from my experience and how jaggedy like work has been. So yeah, obviously we go back to work, but then they start to bring in the tier systems throughout, you know, other places in the UK. And we were a bit like, oh gosh, being a gym. I think it was, we were still going to be open in tier three. If it got to tier four, then we would have to shut. And I knew in the back of my mind, I was very much like, oh God, I don't want it to shut, because work gives you routine and work gives you a reason to kind of get up in the morning. And I don't know if you're like me, but I'm not a very disciplined person. I don't have much discipline, self-discipline. Like, if I don't have a reason to get up, I won't get up and I'll be in bed till about 12. And then I'll wake up at 12 and feel shit because I've been in bed for half the day. But that's really hard to break out of that cycle. Like, when I'm at work, I'm up, I'm ready to go, I'm there, done. But I didn't have that. And that whole aspect gets taken away from you when you're furloughed, and it's really hard to get any sort of routine, because otherwise you're kind of just spent wasting your days. And to me, I've very much been in the mindset of, well, I don't have a reason to get up, so why am I gonna, like, I'm not getting up for anything. And I've really let myself sink into this rut, which I think a lot of people have as well. And this is just me kind of putting myself out there and saying, if you felt the same, like, don't worry about it, I have as well. And the more I've spoke to my friends, the more my friends have been in the same position. But yeah, obviously we went into the tier systems. I was pissed off because you couldn't go to the pub with your mates, could you? You could only go if you were in tier two, and where we lived in tier three, so we couldn't go anywhere. And it was basically like, well, we are just in another lockdown. The only difference was I could go to work, but that was kind of it. So I feel for anybody who is in the hospitality industry, who does work in, you know, restaurants and pubs and places like that, because you weren't at work even in tier three, and I was, luckily, and even then I was struggling. But obviously, after having Christmas, and we get put into lockdown number three. Oh, this is where it all just went downhill for me personally. And from what I put on my Instagram, the stories I put on my Instagram, a lot of other people were feeling it as well. A lot of other people really struggled just to do daily activities and just to day by day life. Like, it became such a chore, and it still is a chore. And to be honest, the first kind of month, I was kind of just like, this is shit, you know. But I had a bit more motivation to go out on walks. I went on quite a few walks in January when we had all the snow and stuff like that. But honestly, guys, February really was like a downer month. And do you know what? This is just my message to say, it's quite okay to feel shit, and I've kind of had to like come to terms with that myself. When you are happy and positive on the daily, like I'd said before, it's really hard to accept feeling down and feeling low and generally having a low mood. It's really hard to accept that, and if you've not experienced mental health before, it's really hard to kind of acknowledge that you are probably experiencing a bit of anxiety or a bit of depression. Luckily for me, my auntie is a mental health mentor, and I was speaking to her quite a lot about how I was feeling, and she obviously deals with a lot of young people, so she was able to kind of relate to me in a way that my mum probably wouldn't. And to be honest, there's a lot of things that she brought to light just by talking to her. A lot of things she brought to light that I am experiencing personally, which isn't for this podcast in particular, but it kind of brought up a lot of other emotions. And I think, you know, when you are in lockdown, you have a lot of time to think, and you have a lot of mind to, a lot of time to panic and think about things that you wouldn't normally think about, and that kind of will trigger anxiety and depression. And this is the time where you do need to talk to people. And for a long time, I hadn't spoken to anybody about how I was feeling, because I thought, oh, you know, get over it, lol, like, you're not the only one. And to be honest, I felt guilty, because in hindsight, I'm quite okay. Like, I have a great family, and I'm, you know, although I'm furloughed, I'm still getting paid, so I've still got that financial stability there. So I felt guilty, really, for feeling low. But you need to kind of accept that if you are feeling low, your feelings are valid, and nobody can tell you any different, because nobody knows how you are truly feeling. But if you do struggle to talk about it, it is always really good to talk about it. And I didn't really realise the effects of talking to someone and having someone relate to you. And I think if you're not really too much in the know about mental health, you just kind of see campaigns, and you see everybody say, you know, talk to someone. But my God, guys, you really do need to talk to someone. Even if it's your mum, because people have got close relationships with their parents. So either one of your parents, your mum or your dad, if you find it easy to talk to them, talk to them. If you don't feel comfortable talking to your mum and dad, turn to your friends. Because surprisingly to me, I thought I was probably the only one out of my friendship group to kind of suffer with it. But from speaking to a few people, they've experienced it as well, girls and boys. So talk to your friends, and if you don't feel comfortable talking to your friends, guys, literally phone your doctor. You don't know your doctor, really. You don't know your doctor like you know your friends and your family. And doctors can point you in the right direction of where you need to go and where you need to be. And for a long time, I was very much like, I don't want to talk to a doctor. I'd spoke to a doctor before about my mental health, and shrugged it off straight away as soon as they said, okay, we're going to refer you to a mental health department, mental health nurse or whoever. I shit myself, to be honest. I was like, no, absolutely not. I don't need to talk about that. I'm absolutely fine. I don't need to go on antidepressants. I don't need to have counselling, anything like that, because I'm fine. That was last year. So we was in a different position last year to what we are now. But this year, and within the last couple of weeks, really, the last month or so, I have decided that it is better to talk to a doctor. And they can point you in the right direction and they can give you the help. And it needs to be normalised. It needs to be completely normalised. If you need to go and talk to a doctor about how you're feeling, and if you are feeling low and if you are struggling, like, oh, you are not the only one. You are not the only one. And don't think your problems aren't valid, and don't think that they're not big enough problems, because if you feel low, like, don't be in it on your own. Like, just go and speak to a doctor. You don't even have to tell anyone that you're speaking to a doctor. And, you know, this isn't me coming on this podcast episode one putting a downer on everything. This is just me coming on and saying, if I'd have seen somebody talking like this quite openly, and, you know, I don't need to be really open, but openly addressing that, even if you feel shit and you feel like you can't get out of bed, that's okay to go and talk to a doctor about. Like, that's why they're there. That's why they're there, to provide you with that help. And you might see that as, you know, if you've not really suffered with it before, you might see that as, oh, well, that's not a reason for me to go and talk to the doctor. I'm not stressed. I'm not anxious. I'm not depressed. But actually, you might be. When you talk to somebody and you talk to them about how you're actually feeling, you might actually think, do you know what? Yeah, I am. And the doctor might tell you, yeah, you are, and you might need to go on medication, but that's not a bad thing. That's just going to make you feel better. And for a long time, I thought that would make me a weak person. And I don't want to be deemed as a weak person. I never, ever, ever in a million years want anyone to view me as being weak. And that's my own insecurity. But actually, if you do reach out to somebody because you are feeling the way you do because of mental health, that's not weak. That's a really good, strong person in you. That's a strength. Going all around the break and saying that. It's a strength. And it needs to be seen as being strong. So, yeah, if you're suffering, and I'm not being like a counsellor or anything like that, because I don't know much about it myself, but what I do want to do is just spread that message of, it's so okay to feel shit. And you see the generic post, it's okay not to be okay, but it is. It really is. It really is okay to have 3 days out of 7 in the week where you don't want to get up and do anything. And sometimes you need to let your body have those emotions, because you need to address how you're feeling. You can't just bury it and be like, oh, I'm going to get on and do my day, because you could go the whole day feeling shit. And you know what? 3 days this week, was it 3 days? 2 or 3 days this week, I didn't get up. I didn't get out of bed. What else didn't I do? I didn't do anything. I barely ate. I sat and watched RuPaul all day. And I sat and watched Married at First Sight all day because I felt shit. And that's okay. Because the day after, I felt all right and I got up, I had a wash, I put my makeup on and I drove to Greg's and I got myself a steak bake and I felt all right. So don't worry, man. It's fine. It's fine to feel shit, and it's so hard to get out of that mindset of feeling like we need to constantly post the good parts of our life on social media. I'm so guilty for it. I'm so guilty for being on my phone and being like, I'm gonna do my yoga practice and I'm gonna go on my really long walk. And lots of people do it because it makes them feel good about themselves. It makes them feel like, I've been productive today, I'm gonna post my most productive bits on Instagram. But what we don't see is everybody posting the shit bits on Instagram and the relatable bits on Instagram. Like, you know, I spent 2 days this week in bed, but I didn't put it on Instagram because I felt like it wasn't appropriate. And how ridiculous is that? You know, it's so ridiculous. And that is where social media is so toxic. Although it's so good for things like this, for sharing things with valuable... Oh, knocked my mic. With valuable messages on. That's what it's good for. But, oh my God, it's so toxic. And it's so hard to not fall into a deep, dark pit of feeling shit because of social media and how it makes you feel. So yeah, it's good to kind of give yourself a bit of a break from social media as well, because it's not real life, and I think we all kind of need to start focusing on real life. Although we're in a lockdown, it's hard to kind of not jump ship onto the social media bandwagon and fall into that. But yeah, we kind of need to give ourselves a bit of a break and do things for yourself rather than for your Instagram feed. So yeah, that's kind of the main thing that I wanted to discuss, really, because a lot of people are going through it. And the next part of the podcast, what I'm going to talk about is going to be everybody who got back to me on social media with their own struggles and how they have coped or how they haven't coped. And I think that's going to be really good to kind of reflect on and give you a little bit of a boost as well, that if you haven't wrote to me on Instagram and you're just listening, then a lot of people are in the same boat. So yeah, let's get on to that part of the podcast. Don't settle, settle. So I went over to my Instagram and I basically said, hi guys, I'm just coming on here to ask you a little bit of a question. What have you struggled with most in the current lockdown? And yeah, just enlighten me, basically, because that's what my podcast is going to be about. So I was really surprised, actually, with the amount of people that did respond to me. I just put one of those little question things on my story. So yeah, like I said before, go over to my Instagram if you do want to get involved for future podcasts. But I'm just going to read a few of them to you and yeah, see if you can relate. So somebody said, zero motivation to train in the wind, snow and rain, and putting on so much weight sitting on the sofa. Train as in obviously exercise. So I think quite a lot of people have really, really struggled with the gyms not being open. Like, I know I work in one, but, and do you know what? I'm not really that hot on the gym, but before we went into this lockdown, going to the gym was kind of the only thing we could do. So I did go about 3 times a week and that really did help. And I just went on my own and I just went after work or before work and put my headphones in. And I was like, do you know what? This is bloody great. I'm having a great time. So for people who go religiously, I can really understand how it's massively took a toll on the gyms not being open and took a toll on mental health. So yeah, and you don't really want to do it outside, do you? You don't want to do it in the rain and the wind and the snow when it's bloody freezing. And that's why the first lockdowns, I think, were so much easier for people, because you could go out and have a bit of a run down the canal, or you could do yoga in the back garden. But this time round, we've had the dark, long days and we've not wanted to go out and do anything. So I completely understand that. Thanks for sending that in. Lack of social interaction, massive one, man. Like, at the end of the day, if you thrive off social life, like me, I especially do, like just talking to people, my job is very social. Like I'm meeting new people every day. I'm talking, I'm touring new people every day. So just to be completely stripped of that. And you know what? Even all of my previous jobs have been very, very social. If like front of house kind of jobs, you know, if you're not into that, and to be honest, if that is your line of work, it probably wouldn't be open right now. I can completely understand why people have struggled. And just meeting up with your mates, just having that other social interaction of just not being around your family all day. And if you live on your own, how much that's probably took a toll on you. It's just, we're human at the end of the day, do you know what I mean? And we've just been completely stripped from it. So massively, man, lack of social interaction is probably the biggest one. Someone wrote, for me, I've really struggled to feel motivated or productive to do anything. I feel you. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I'm just going to give you a little bit of a story. So I think it was just after Christmas. Yeah, it was probably like beginning, like New Year. I bought a course, an online course, a TEFL. TEFL, whatever. It's a teaching English as a foreign language qualification, and it's a 120-hour course. And I bought it, I paid for it, and again, it wasn't a rational decision. Like, I did want to do this course, and I still do want to do this course, I am still doing it. And, but I was like, do you know what, if I buy it, I'm going to be really motivated to do it. Have I? Heck, I've barely done it. Like, I've got 6 months on it, so I've got up until July, I think, to complete it. But, guys, I've done none of it. But it's okay. It's okay because I haven't wanted to and I haven't had that energy, that motivation. Because let's face it, we're in a lockdown. We're in a global pandemic that we've never, ever experienced before. So our feelings are completely valid. And for a long time, I beat myself up about it. I was like, why don't I want to do it? I should want to do it. Now is the perfect time for me to do it because I'm not at work. But I just haven't wanted to. But I've slowly started to get back into it. But you need to accept that there's going to be days where you're not going to want to do anything. Even like washing up. When I go upstairs and see the washing up bowl full, I'm literally like, oh God, why? Why is it full? I don't want to do it. It makes me want to cry. It literally makes me want to cry. Literally the smallest task, you know, just not what you want to be doing. Not what you want to be doing. Okay, let's have a look at some more. Working from home, which meant being on my own for long periods of time. Exactly, like I said before, hats off to anybody who's worked through the whole pandemic or has had to work from home, because I think working from home requires so much more motivation. For example, doing that course, I know it's not work, but it's, you know, working from home or uni, the motivation you have to do that is just mad. So, oh God, I really feel for you, because I don't personally think I would have been able to do it, because I just work so much better by just getting up in the morning and going and knowing that I've got to be somewhere by a certain time. That's kind of how I work. So yeah, I think working from home has probably took a toll massively on people, just being in the same environment every day. Like I said, from doing that course, I'd probably feel way more inclined to do it if I could just get up, take my laptop to a coffee shop and sit in there for a couple of hours and do it that way. Because when I'm at home, I'm like, nah, don't want to do it. So completely understand that. Someone wrote, lockdown 1 and 2, I secretly enjoyed. Lockdown 3 brought up mad mental health struggles. Yeah, like I said before, lockdown 1 and 2 was a breeze, really, I think, compared to number 3. You might have a different opinion. Let me know if you do have a different opinion. But yeah, I really think lockdown 1 and 2, that was like living my best life. I was living my best furlough life, let's face it. But now I'm like, get me back. Get me back to work, man. Someone put, being diagnosed with anxiety in lockdown 3 was something I never expected. Yeah, I feel you. I've been diagnosed with anxiety and I never have before. I think I've experienced a bit of anxiety here and there with certain situations, but my anxiety at the moment is not good. Like, it makes me feel sick. It makes me feel nervous for no reason, really, because I have no reason to feel nervous. But little daily struggles and little stresses that you come across, for me, really trigger mine, and I end up not sleeping. It's horrible. It's really horrible to go through. So yeah, and the person who wrote this to me is very similar to me, in the sense of very positive, very happy, thrives from the social life, thrives from social interaction, has a very social job. So I completely feel you. Like, thank you for writing that in, because I think you make yourself quite vulnerable when you talk about things like this. So yeah, it's good that we're like sharing, and yeah, we're sharing the love, we're sharing the lockdown loca, the lockdown loca struggles. Yeah. Someone put, I feel like I've forgotten how to socialize. I can't talk. I feel like I have forgotten how to socialise. A lot of my friends have said this to me. Like, when we meet up again and we go out drinking and stuff, we're going to be like, what do we say? Like, and you know what? That's a massive thing with, like, doing dating, being on Tinder and stuff. There's literally nothing to talk about. So right now, I am the most uninteresting person ever. And normally I like to think myself as quite interesting, but honestly, the struggles at the moment, it's just mad. It's just mad. Being uninspired when creating new things. I feel you. Lots of people in the creative arts industry, you do get inspired by situations you're in and places you are. So there's a big struggle here. Making a boring routine with nothing exciting to do. I feel you. It's some people, I think, have tried to get into a bit of a routine just to have a bit of normality back. But even doing that, like, what is your routine? Getting up, having your breakfast, going out on a walk, coming back, playing the PlayStation, you know, like, what can you do? What routine can you actually have? Crazy. Someone's put my overthinking. Definitely, like, overthinking is just one of the worst things. I have overthought everything. Everything there is possibly to think about, I've thought about in this lockdown. And I think that's why it's triggered so many other things for me. Someone put, Lala, I thought I'd contribute. Lack of physical contact. I miss hugging people so much. I know. And I love to go on a night out and give everybody a hug. And do you know, not even a night out. I just love to give people hugs. I haven't hugged my nan for bloody ages. So yeah, as you put, also you can say my name if you want. Good luck, Bab. Looking forward to watching it. Oh, thanks, Yasmin. Little shout out to Yasmin. Yeah, thanks for sharing. Everybody, thank you for, like, contributing on here. Honestly, really appreciate it. Somebody put weight gain from snacking and overeating. Do you know what, guys? Don't worry about weight gain. I haven't even thought about it this time around, and I really did the first time. Lockdown 1 and 2, I was literally like doing Chloe Ting ab workouts. And this time, I've literally just been going to the shop, buying those little chocolate yogurts. You know, the Cadbury's ones. Love those. Got a new craving for them. And M&Ms, and just seeing and binge watching Married at First Sight Australia and just eating loads because I felt shit. So don't worry. Do not worry. I'm telling you now, don't worry about weight gain, because as soon as the gym's back open, we'll be back on it and everyone's going to have a bit of lockdown weight. Do you know what I mean? So just embrace it. Just embrace it. Woo. mad I am. Someone said, feeling like I've forgotten how to have normal conversations with people. Again, back to the social interaction thing. Missing exercise is a biggie. Quite a lot of people have put that as well. Oh, I feel like I've got a sneeze coming. Oh, is it coming? Is it coming? Is it going? Oh, it's gone. It's gone. Not being able to see family and having to go back to work. Yeah, so if you haven't been able to see family and you do live on your own, or you live with a partner and you have had to go to work, that is a massive struggle in itself. Family hold a lot of support for a lot of people. So not being able to go and see them, you know, where does that support come from? It's not always the same as talking over the phone as it is to going and seeing them face to face. Quite a few people mentioned the weather, the shit weather, and I think it really does take a massive toll on you, the weather does. And if it's a bright day, like if I'm asleep in bed and the sun is peeking through the blinds, oh my God, I instantly feel in a great mood straight away. But if it's a dark, glum, gloomy day, oh my God, I'm instantly pissed off. I'm instantly like, ugh, can't be asked for today. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, everyone is experiencing it. Everyone's going through the shit. You know, quite a few people on there with their struggles, and they're struggling with mental health. They're struggling with anxiety. It's completely normal. And, you know, you would think it, given what we're currently in, given the pandemic we are in, you would expect it. So don't worry. And if you want to talk to me, my DMs are open. If you don't want to talk to me, talk to your mates, talk to your family, talk to a doctor. Like, it's really, really important at the moment. But, you know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Buzzer is said, you know, 21st of June, the clubs are opening. Like, I'm buzzing. And they better, because I've just booked Reading Festival tickets. So, you know, it better. It better definitely go ahead. Don't settle, battle. So all in all, we've kind of covered everything that I wanted to talk about without kind of getting too deep. I just think it is really important to talk about it and to get the message out there. But like I said, other episodes are going to be completely different. I don't know what the next episode is going to actually be because I filmed episode one quite a few times and I was ready to put it out there and then I was like, you know what? I'm not really happy with that. So I'm much more happier with this version and I'm very excited for you all to listen to it. But yeah, like I said, I don't know what episode two is going to be. I do want to do a dating series, so we'll see how that kind of goes. But yeah, I definitely want to get people on the podcast as well, so I'm gonna find a website which will allow me to kind of film it how I want it to be filmed, and I want the audio quality to be good because I know sometimes when you do recordings on online software, oh, am I a bit tired? Oh, I'm a bit tired. That's the lack of sleep, guys. Yeah, online software, sometimes the audio recording isn't how I want it to be, and I haven't spent all my money on this lovely equipment for it to sound shit. So yeah, it's a work in progress, but we're getting there. At least we've got episode one done now, and yeah, I'm really, really happy to be putting it out there, and I'm really glad that you've all tuned in. And if you've got to the end, fab. Thank you so much. If you've got any suggestions for me, just let me know, because I'm a bloody waffler. I think I've done well, really. I don't know how long this podcast is, but I think I've done relatively okay for time. I think it'll be quite long, but whatever. But yeah, any suggestions, feel free to hit me up. And if you do want to come on and be interviewed, I keep hitting the mic. God, if you do want to come on and be interviewed, just like a discussion more so, then let me know as well. And we can discuss what we will discuss. And yeah, it'll be interesting. But thank you so much. If you've got any questions for me that you want me to answer on the podcast, I could do a bit of a Q&A, couldn't I? Now I'm a true YouTuber. Yeah, I can answer a few questions. Maybe about the podcast, the name, where the name come from. If any of you are interested, let me know, because there is quite a funny story behind the name. No, there's not. Not really. It's not really funny. I feel like you're all going to be in anticipation now of how I got the name. So yeah, if you want to know, let me know and I'll discuss it on the next episode. But I think I'm going to leave it there, and I'm going to get busy and edit it. I'm really excited to put it out. Hopefully this weekend. But yeah, thank you so, so much for the support you've already shown over on my Insta, for all the follows, and over on my Facebook, and don't forget, I've got Twitter. I don't really use Twitter, you know. I'm not really a Twitter junkie, but yeah, I am on Twitter as well. So if you want to follow it, let me know. Just drop us a follow. And obviously, this is going on YouTube as well. So like, comment, and subscribe, guys. I can't believe I'm that person now. Crazy. But yeah, thanks so much. And I'll see you soon for episode two. Don't settle, settle.